You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Skilfie Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 3-1, now 4-1. And Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 19-5, now 5-1. A lot of the talk for the past couple of weeks now, Derek, has been about Claudio Ranieri and whether he should be sacked by Leicester. We've seen Paul Clement do a good job at Swansea, coming midway through the season. Marco Silva at Hull. Could making a change work now? And are they doomed if they don't make a change, Derek?
No, I don't think they're doomed. I mean, they are. There's still talent. This is a team that's in the knockout stages of the Champions League. You know, can you imagine that in any other league in Europe? A team that's in the knockout stage, the last 16 of the champion, and you look at their home league and they're like the fourth from bottom. You can't imagine it, can you? I can't put my finger on why it is. How can Ranieri go from managing that team to win the title to where they are now? He doesn't become a bad manager, does he? There's something gone wrong there, and no one's explaining what it is. I mean, there's talk of unrest there, and you know, but it's clear that what goes on in the dressing room should stay in the dressing room. As indeed should Jamie Vardy in his current form, because he's been an absolute shocker of a season for him after a stellar season last year. I don't know what to think about this game. I'm loving the way Swansea are playing right now. That performance against Liverpool, I'd suspected that was coming. You know, they got beat 4-0 at Arsenal the week before that, but have played really well for about 70 minutes in that game. So their form since then has been excellent. They lost at Man City last week, but only late on. They're playing well. Leicester are playing abysmally. I've got to go for Swansea. Leicester won't go down. I'm pretty sure about that. But Swansea won't win it. They won't win anything here. Swansea for me.
I'm not sure about that at all, Tom. I think Leicester could go down. I think it depends how they do in the Champions League. I think it would be better for Leicester in the Premier League if they get knocked out of the Champions League, because then the board might think, let's make a change now. I know a lot of the professionals, ex-professional footballers, are saying, how could you possibly sack Claudio Ranieri? But they could go down if they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's untouchable as far as the sack is concerned, but I think the owners at Leicester, and when they first came into the club, you know, they brought in Sven-Göran Eriksson and they had quite a few managerial changes. Nigel Pearson came back, and you know, they stumbled across Ranieri to a point, and they stumbled across a squad of players who came together at the perfect time to produce almost the perfect season. Ranieri was instrumental in that in many ways, but I think what they have at board level at Leicester is, a huge amount of loyalty for the people that got them in the position they've been in, and I don't think Ranieri will go anytime soon. But having said that, there is definitely discontent within the dressing room, and whether that's Ranieri's fault or not, it comes from the fact that the team aren't performing or losing games. I mean, it's not. I mean, Vardy's grabbing a lot of the headlines, but the rest of the players look absolute shells compared to how they were last year. Wes Morgan, you know, looks like what he always was in his career, which was pretty much a second division defender. Kasper Schmeichel's flapping at things now. Drinkwater is trying to make up for that wonderful player, superstar that was next to him last season, Kante. You know, and Mahrez, there's not a squeak out of him. He can't get his team right. And the thing about in the FA Cup in midweek, Damari Gray was sensational. He is such a talent. He's quick, he's direct, he's a goal threat. He can't even get in that Leicester team. I think he'll play this weekend, though. I think Ranieri will be absolutely foolish not to play him in this game. But for Swansea's point of view, they're playing well. And actually, you look at their next few fixtures. OK, they go to Chelsea next week. But then they host Burnley. And whatever we think about Burnley, they are poor away from home. And then they go to Hull City. And then they go to Bournemouth. These are winnable games for Swansea. And they've got to put Leicester in that group. There's no doubt Paul Clement, I think he's just picked up the Manager of the Month award as well for his impact. He will be somebody now who will look at this game and think, we've got to get 3 points at home. And they have turned things around slowly at home. If they win this one, they put Leicester into deep trouble. And the problem they've got, Leicester, is they're in a rut. And when you're in a rut and you're down there, it is difficult to claw your way out of it. And the teams below them are showing signs of life and Leicester aren't. So can't disagree with Derek here. I'm all over Swansea at 7-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.